USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Winfield, Alabama is bearing the brunt of a heavy storm, leaving damage across parts of the state. Winfield Mayor Randy Price says he's grateful for neighboring communities stepping up to contribute to the recovery.
Fed had already sent their fire department up. Bridget sent their fire department. We had Soldier Police sent a couple of police officers in right off the bat, and we had calls from Havel, the mayor of Havel, the mayor of Heidelberg, you know, Hamilton. All of those reached out to us early on, I mean, within minutes after the storm hit, and offering help.
He says he's surprised that despite all the damage, no death or injuries are being reported. A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden says there's no federal solution to the coronavirus pandemic, voicing support for states to deal with it in their own way. But Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw is criticizing those comments.
It's like he gets it backwards. There is a federal response to COVID. It's just not what he's doing. So what he's doing is imposing unconstitutional mandates. You know, there's OSHA mandates that would require businesses to fire workers who aren't vaccinated. That's the opposite of what he should be doing. What he should be doing is aiding our supply systems and aiding our healthcare systems.
Crenshaw, speaking there on Fox News, continues that his state and others like Florida are running out of therapeutics.
We are one of those states that doesn't have these monoclonal antibodies anymore. We've run out. We've been complaining to the administration about how these formulas are distributed, not just before monoclonal antibodies, but also for vaccine distribution as well. And so this administration just hasn't had the organizational wherewithal to really deal with this.
Wendy's is giving out free chicken nuggets through January 2nd. Any purchase made on Wendy's app will get a free 6-piece order of their chicken nuggets. The fast food chain is also offering free Baconator fries with any purchase made on its app through the 2nd as well. Only one free item is available per order. More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.